Yankin chiwitang itawahurangwa sage suayang ratanang panitam nanno samangati tatagatina idam pibute Ratanang panitam etina sacena suati hotu.
When I was young, I went to India and I met what looked like a young man, but he was actually 50 years older than me, so he was in his 70s. Like I am now. And he was very wise. So he used to really startle me. He liked to chant the verses of Kabir, an Indian mystic from the 15th century, a very famous poet. Now a resurgence of fame because people do religious or spiritual chanting. They chant verses of Kabir from his poems. So Baba, time to time, chanted a verse that was a Kabir poem. And the message in it, it would wake you up from your sleep, from the dream of life. Because I'm sitting there and I'm from the West and I don't understand anything that's going on. So Baba chanted these verses. This is a house of love. If you want to sit in this house, you have to cut off your head and leave it at the door. Then you can sit here. I got it in a way, but it was just such shocking language to cut off my head. And then I was contemplating it a lot. I have to cut off my head. And I think even then, I realized I have to leave my ego at the door. So I have to leave this head with the thinking in it. That's all this papancha going on and on into thoughts. And I am this and I am that and you are this and you are that. And all the ideas and assumptions and theories and opinions. Cut off, cut it off. Can we cut the identification with the ego? Then you can sit here. Because the place where he sat, it was a shrine. Everybody would come in and bow down and then sit. You couldn't just walk in and sit down. You'd bow first. So what are we bowing to? And it really set such a beautiful tone for me about maybe the rituals they're just traditions. But the entry point coming through the threshold and having to go through a little ritual is a way of reminding us where we are. And what he was also pointing out, this is the house of love, the ultimate. And so when we come to this space, to this sanctuary, what we must try to remember is how to properly enter into the moment. It's not entering into a building. The building is only a symbol. It's like you go through a door and you enter in. So every door that we enter into is an opportunity to observe, what are we entering into in this moment? What are we carrying from the last moment into this moment? How much of the burden of the past are we carrying with us? How burnt, how bent, how heavy are we here because of what we experienced there? But can we be here? Can we cut off our head? Can we cut the ego, the thinking, the identification? Can we cut it and be simple, be pure, be empty, be a joy, be like a newly born, newly awake being with a right? We have to take up our rightful place. This is sanctuary. This is a place of safety and trust, because that's what we bring to the present moment. It's not about a place or people or identities or personalities. I am this, I am that. And then we want to present that. We want people to know that. But then behind that, what is there? What are we carrying? Are we broken? Are we damaged? And do we hold on to that? Are we a particular gender? And all that, is that what we are? So when you came into the room, it reminded me of 51 years ago, being at Baba's feet and him chanting these verses. This is a house of holiness. If you want to sit here, you have to cut off your head. Then you can really be present. And this is one of the first things that I learned from him. And I'm so glad that he was sharp like that. He was tough, but he was so gentle. It was like a knife that you could use to cut your food that you eat. But it was also like a knife that could kill you, but not kill you, but kill your ego. And very, very, in a way that would make you jump, because it's painful to realize that we're carrying this nonsense and that we carry it into the holy place or into everywhere we go. Every moment is a holy moment, potentially, if we carry ourselves or our empty of self presence into that. It's a beautiful moment that we come naked. In front of the truth, we are, we're naked. We're not male or female, educated, stupid, happy, depressed. None of that. We are just truth itself when we are seeing clearly, when we're understanding deeply. And then I remember why I came to sit at the feet of this being, because there was so much to learn and I was so ignorant. I still have ignorance, but I remember these things and try to bring them into my daily life. And then habits are hard to let go of, hard to rub out. And we have been influenced a lot by family, by our karma, whatever karmic baggage we bring into this life. Some of it might be quite heavy, but it's not there to defeat us. We can let it go, we can purify it. But we have to be willing to do that, and we have to see the way out, or the way in. And remembering in this way, I feel very lucky that I could meet somebody like that at a tender age, and then, of course, try to emulate him and fail many times. Oh, I carry his picture. Baba's always been front and center, but I've fallen down so many times with the habits, with the ignorance. You know, to shed that as a human being. We have to be like Jesus. We have to go in the desert and sit there for 40 days and 40 nights and watch Mara dance in front of you and try to pull your hair out and cut you to pieces. Or like many of the old mystics and sages who went into the wilderness and lived in the wilderness with wild animals, unafraid, to overcome the fears. Some steep mountain to climb. One of the most stark teachers of life is the body that we carry, the body, precious body. This precious body, is it sick? Is it achy? What kind of food can I give it? You know, all these ways that we cherish the body as if this is who we are. And then when you get old, the body starts to give you up. And letting go of that identification, it's very helpful when nature just shows you impermanence, suffering, not what we truly are. Then suddenly, all those things that we've been trying to practice are just happening on their own. The practice is just shedding. We're shedding the body, shedding control. Shaking. Shedding. All of it. It's part of the dance. And to just keep rejoicing that we've had this journey, this opportunity. We're here. We can still contemplate, understand, use the Four Noble Truths for every little breakfast, getting dressed, shaving one's head, letting the sun into your heart. We can do this. We must do this. the world can do what the world does. We have no control over that. But if we start to get worried about the disease of the world, it's just like worrying about the disease of the body. It's really beyond us. But this is not beyond us. We can still bow to the present moment, pay homage in the present moment to what we truly are, with full awareness, with wisdom as our refuge, as a gift to wisely know and see this pure presence ever transcending all conditions, then we know that's what's true. All the rest is a sham. It's like a movie, a mirage that's arising and falling away, arising and falling away. Don't hold on to any of it, because the holding on is a trick. We believe you are going to get something. What is there to get compared to what we already are?